Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back. It is football season. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, game day tonight. The Eagles and the Packers. What's the feeling when you woke up today? Confident? Nerves? Where are you at? 215-592-9494. We've got a lot to come on the show. Fransky Friday. We'll check in with Scott down in Miami. Phillies win last night over the Miami Marlins. A Q&A later. Elliot Shore Parks live from Brazil. Guess the takes, our parlay for the game later on, and of course our anthem singer. We have an official anthem singer on the midday show now. His name is Dante. He'll be live in studio to perform the national anthem with us in the 1 o'clock. Right, he's going to perform, not with us. Like we're not singing. But no. He will, and he'll do a heck of a job. All right, before we get back to the phone lines here, we do have a really interesting Hugh quarterback matchup tonight, and it's the first time they're faced off. Now they played against each other for a very brief period. Remember, Rodgers got hurt in the game 2 years ago here, and so Love came in. But it's the first time these two are starting against each other in the NFL. Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts, and you know they're connected, Hugh, in a couple ways now. One, they both just got paid, right? They're highly paid.
They got a lot of cash.
Also, they're both from that 2020 quarterback class, which I believe is going to go down as the greatest quarterback class in NFL history. I think it's going to top the 83 class because there's five legitimate starters in that class, like really good players between Burrow and Herbert, and Tua, and the two in this game, Love and Hurts. I mean, you could say there's two of the, what, top 15 quarterbacks, or five of the top 15 quarterbacks in the whole league in one class. But now they go head-to-head. And Hugh Douglas, here's a question for you. Which side has the quarterback advantage tonight? Love, Hurts, Eagles, Packers?
Tonight. I would say the Packers. I mean, if I'm being honest, the Packers, because you're talking about Jordan Love, who's in an offense that he's familiar with and that, you know, took off towards the end of last year. Mm-hmm. So him.
I would agree with you. I just think the Packers offense is more there's more continuity there. They didn't change almost anything except the running back, but I don't think that's gonna, you know, change much of their passing game at all. It's just, you know, just moving out Aaron Jones and putting Josh Jacobs in. It's probably a wash, maybe a little upgrade, but probably a wash. But he's got all four of his receivers from last year, both of his tight ends. There's not much difference, and it's the same offense. I do think the Packers, quarterback-wise, have the advantage tonight. Kyle, where do you come down on Love, Hurts tonight?
We have the quarterback advantage. All the reasons you guys mentioned are coaching advantages and continuity advantages. Yeah. That has nothing to do with the advantage that Jordan Love brings. Jalen Hurts is a triple threat quarterback. He can run a lot better than Jordan Love. I mean, he is what makes our running game a lot scarier than Jordan Love can make the Packers' running game. And I get that's not a throwing thing, but like, first of all,
well, it all goes together.
It does, but yeah. Like Jordan Love, look, and I was a Jordan Love guy last year. We've gone way too far with this. Now all of a sudden we're anointing him as though he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Let's hold off on that a little bit. He had a good end of the season last year. The beginning of the season, he sucked. He sucked. Jalen Hurts had a what we call a down year last year. He still has a much longer and better body of work than Jordan Love has.
That's
we
fair.
Have the quarterback advantage.
So
in this
that's
game.
Fair. I actually compare Love a little bit to Hurts coming into 2022. Remember, Hurts played better down the stretch in 21. The Eagles made the playoffs, and then he took off and was an MVP candidate in 22. That's now the expectation for Love. He hasn't done that yet.
Right. Like, we all had questions after the 21 season with Jalen Hurts. Love sort of, like, I get he looked good as a passer and he carved up the Dallas Cowboys, but like, we all know what
it wasn't just kind of good, it was great for 8 weeks.
Well, sure, right?
Yeah, I think he had 30 touchdown passes in the season.
I agree, but like, we've also seen Jalen Hurts be great at quarterback. We've seen him be great on the biggest stage in the world. What do you mean?
I didn't. First of all, I feel attacked.
But, well, you kind of asked for it there.
No, I was enjoying this mint that I had. It was very, very tasty.
You're lying.
Very, very tasty.
With your mic on?
I forgot to turn my mic on.
I just want to point this out, though, because there's an assumption this thing with Kellen Moore is going to click from day one. I think part of it is Elliott's fault. And I love Elliott.
Yeah.
But the training camp stats. And the
training camp stats.
You know, it's painted the picture, and it's accurate, right? Jalen played well in training camp, but it's painted the picture that they're ready to hum tonight.
Yes.
I don't know if that's true. They haven't played a game yet.
And that's why, when I say what I say, that's why I give the nod to the Green Bay Packers, because you have a young quarterback that started to play well towards the end of the year, and the momentum is in his favor.
And I do think that with Jalen Hurts, it's worth noting that if you go back to his past, when he's had new coordinators, which has happened a lot
and
for him.
And he said this.
It takes him about a month. Go look at his September stats when it's a new coordinator, and then look at October, November. I think he'll get it. I think Jalen Hurts will pop with Kellen Moore. I'm just not sure if it's tonight and next week or it's, you know, October 15th. I don't know. My guess is Love is probably going to play similar last year tonight.
I'm just hearing a lot about scheme advantage and like continuity advantage and coaching advantage.
Well, it's the same offense.
That kind of matters.
I understand that, but I'm trying to strip everything else off of it and just go with who is the better quarterback. I think it's Jalen Hurts. Like, if you switched scenarios and it was Jalen Hurts on the other side, I think we'd all be shaking in our boots.
But to be fair, that was not the question that was asked.
Well, yeah, it's the quarterback advantage.
Tonight.
No, he said, the quarterback advantage goes tonight to the Green Bay Packers.
No, it doesn't.
Well,
we have the better quarterback.
Well, many experts would disagree with you, Kyle. Let's hear this. So Shannon Sharp recently responded to a question on who's more likely to win the MVP this season, which obviously that path starts tonight. Is it Hurts? Is it Love? Here's where Shannon came down.
I'm going to say Jordan Love. In his first full year of starting, 32 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, over 4,100 yards. He's the real deal. And if you watch him and you watch some of his mannerisms and the way he can throw the football from the pocket, the way he can throw the football on the move, the way he can change arm slots, he reminds you a lot of Aaron Rodgers. I'm not going to say he's going to be as great as Aaron Rodgers was or is with the four MVPs, a Super Bowl MVP, but you watch his mannerisms, and he learned a lot of what he's able to do from sitting behind Aaron Rodgers and studying him. And if you look at him, he's polished. He's as good as – he's better than I thought he would be, because I don't think anybody thought he was going to be this good out of the gate.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, Hugh, it is pretty wild that they did it. They seem to have done it again, right? They went from Favre, they drafted Rodgers, he sat, and then boom, he was good. It looks like, and he's got more approved, like Kyle said, but it looks like they may have done this again.
Yeah, you know what the funny part about that is? And they've done it in a way that they've always done it, the old school way.
They sit the quarterback
and wait. Sit the quarterback and draft him high, let him sit for a couple years, to the point where the quarterback resents the starter, and they move on from
push
him.
The old guy
yeah,
out.
Yeah, push the old guy out and bring
Jets.
The new guy in. Yeah.
It is ironic how it's happened. All right, so Shannon went there, and then Lewis Riddick actually took this even further. The discussion was, And look, Lewis Riddick, you know, he was here. He's been in front offices. You know, and Shannon's, you know, obviously an expert too. But this is, he's got a different eye, Lewis Riddick, because he was a front office, you know, person at one point here with the Eagles. The question was, other than Mahomes, you can pick a quarterback. Who are you going with? Here's what Lewis Riddick said on that.
Outside of Patrick Mahomes, if you were telling me what quarterback would you want if you were starting a new franchise today, ooh, it would be Jordan Love. And obviously, wow, their general manager in Green Bay, Brian Gutekunst, he feels the same way. He feels the same way. That's why they're betting on the future. Mm. Contracts are supposed to represent future performance projection, as Mike Tannenbaum knows better than anybody. Well, they're projecting that this dude is going to do the kind of things that are on that scroll on the bottom right there. Win MVPs and win Super Bowls. And I wouldn't bet against it at all. And the thing about it is, all of his primary weapons, they're all young. They're all first, second, third year players. They all have that kind of college camaraderie of saying, hey, look, we're going to take the Packers to new heights. We all came in here together. We're all going to do this together. That's a powerful, powerful force. Mm. And he's the head of the snake, so to speak, man.
The quarterback he'd take over anyone besides Mahomes is Love. That might be the biggest praise I've heard for anyone to give him all offseason.
I would find that interesting. And I would also, and I'm not picking on Lewis Riddick because, you know, he's been in positions where he knows a lot more about situations like this than I do. But let's not forget, people, that this is a small sampling size, similar to the sampling size that we had with Jalen last year. And when I look at, and I pointed out to you the other day, Joe, if I'm not mistaken, Jalen has progressively gotten better every year. Jordan Love, for the most part, has one season where he just broke out, and that was toward the end of the year. Now, Kyle, to your point, when I talk about momentum and things like that, I kind of lean towards Green Bay because, like I said, even though you don't think it's a big deal, the fact that he's with the same coach and they had that momentum at the end of the year and he's a little bit more comfortable in that offense, that's a big deal. Especially when you talk about Jalen basically speaking on the fact that he hasn't been in the same offense since he's been playing quarterback. And he's always had new offensive coordinators and he talks about how much different this offense is and things like that. That kind of puts him behind the eight ball, so to speak. But I feel like his body of work speaks for itself because, like I said, Jalen has progressively gotten better every year that he's been in the NFL.
I also think we do it. Fans do it. They do it on ESPN. The new thing is always the fun thing.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, the reality is if you're taking a quarterback other than Mahomes, it's Allen or Burrow.
It's going – Riddick went way too far.
Yeah, now we're talking Love Hurts tonight. That's separate. But, like, I think Jordan Love is good,
hurts,
too.
Though. Love Hurts.
Love Hurts. That's hurt. Come on, like Jordan Love has played well for a half a season. Josh Allen's done it for 5 years. Joe Burrow's been in a Super Bowl. And so is Jalen Hurts. Part of it is they are the hype team this year. Now we'll see how good they are. We'll find out tonight. 215-592-9494. All right, back to the phone lines here. Confident, nervous, and who has the quarterback advantage tonight? Is it the Eagles or is it the Packers? Anthony is up on WIP. What's up, Anthony?
You, Joe, Kyle, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Anthony.
I called you on the first day of the Phillies, and I'm calling you now on the first day of the Eagles. And I just want to say I'm going down to the sports book at Hard Rock down here in South Florida, and I'm going to put for the Phillies to win the World Series and the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, baby. Let's go.
Oh, that parlay. I'm going to look on my app right now to see what kind of number I get. That's a fun one, Anthony, the Philly parlay.
Yeah, man, I don't know, man, I got
to... Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The feeling anyways, and I just want to say, yeah, I think it's going to be a little knocking the rust off at first, but, dude, this I'm so pumped. Friday night game in Brazil, Philly, Green Bay, NFC juggernaut. Let's go.
So what you feel, I could sense your feel. If you're walking to go put a wager on the Super Bowl, that tells me you're confident about tonight, Anthony.
Yeah. Let's go. I got one for you guys.
A-N-T-O-E-S-E-R. Oh, there it is, Anthony.
That was big.
We appreciate that. Oh, so Oaksay, I don't know the book that he's going to, but on FanDuel, if you want to put an Eagles Super Bowl Phillies World Series parlay, that's a 78-1 combination right there.
Oh, yeah, and I just want to say shout out to all the parents tonight that will be at their child's probably first home game.
For high school football?
High school football, that will be watching the Eagles game on their phone and not really paying attention. You're the real MVP.
Now, I do feel for those people because, you know,
yeah, that was sarcasm, too,
I know.
By the way.
Well, I know it was. Friday night is reserved for high school football. That's why the NFL doesn't play on Friday night.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's why the game is in Brazil. They can get away with it because it's not on U.S. soil. So that because there's a Friday night like rule with
TV.
Man,
I tell you, I remember playing way back when on Friday night and like going to the McDonald's after because that was the thing to do, or the Pizza Hut.
Was it the one you worked at, the McDonald's?
Yeah, the one I heard. Sharon Plew, if you're listening, still can't stand you, lady. But anyway, yeah, that was the one. But, yeah, man, because I know that down where my son is, they have a high school game tonight. Mm-hmm. And I kind of wanted to go. And I was making plans to go. And then I was like, damn, I forgot. I got to work. It's like, I got to work.
Now, from where I am in Bucks County, the season, and I'm probably different places, same thing. The season started a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
So this is the third game. I think it would hurt worse if it's the first game. You know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. Some schools, it might be the first game. But I think for some leagues and some schools, they've already played a game or two, so maybe it doesn't hit as hard if you're halfway on the phone tonight.
It kind of does, though, because, you know, you still had them cats out there that wear their, like, they're in their 60s, and they still wear their high school varsity jacket.
And they go watch those games.
Yeah, and they go hard. And ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'll go watch the high school
game. Ain't nothing wrong with that, because I think that's cool, man, and that have those guys that have records that have stood the test of time. To go out there and be a part of that, that's a big deal.
Paul Kye,
a real big deal.
No question about it. Will in Northeast. What's up, Will?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Hey,
what's up, Will.
Dang, why I get that? Say no.
Oh, no, you good. You good.
Will, what's up, buddy? What are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling good, man. What I want to see from the Eagles is to activate all the weapons that they got. I want to see that tonight. I want to see all this talk about how Jalen did in practice. I want to see him produce tonight. You know what I'm saying? I want to see Saquon catch some balls in the flat. I shouldn't have said it like that. But I want to see him get some
flat balls. Catch some balls in the flat.
That's a pause right there. Yep. Go ahead, Will.
All right. I want to see him get some catches in the flat. I really want to see him activate Goddard tonight. I want Goddard to get at least six catches tonight for some big yards. I want to see him get the ball and get some, you know, afterward yardage, you know, once he catches.
Yak. They just call that yak. Get some yak.
Yards after catch.
Get some yak, baby. Get some yak tonight. You know what I'm saying? And last but not least, I know Jalen, listen, you are who you are, bro. You are at least the top 3 in the league. And you can be number 1 like you was in 2022. You know what I'm saying? All we need you to do is play smart ball tonight, man. Let's bring home a victory for Philly, baby.
Let's go, Will. Will, we appreciate it. Yeah, I'm actually shocked that Will didn't bring up the Derrick Henry touchdown last night. His guy scored on the first drive
of the
game.
He did on the phone.
He looked real physical.
Okay, yes.
He looked real physical.
He did, but
night,
they kind of shut him down after that. He didn't do much.
A whole lot, yeah.
And they were down, so they had to throw the football. 215-592-9494. So we are hearing, and some of this may be, you know, Kyle badgering the witnesses when they call him. We're hearing a lot of confidence this morning on the phone lines, which is awesome.
I let a guy through that said they're going to lose flat out.
I know, I'm kidding. But I think it's interesting. Sometimes we bring this up, right? The difference between people that are calling us and giving us your thought on the air and then some people who vote, let's say, on a poll, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say, I don't know, 8 out of 10 so far, 8 out of 10 callers are very confident in tonight's game. You're confident, Hugh. Kyle's confident. I have some nerves. Our Twitter poll, though, 53% confident, 47% admitting to nerves. Anonymous, you could admit to the nerves. It's a little different than saying it.
Menominous.
Yeah. Got some menominous people.
Don't be menominous now. Yeah. Don't be that.
Now you got menominous stuck in my head. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Demon is up. What's up, Demon?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good morning.
What's going on, man?
Buddy?
Hey, man, not much. Hold on to my bag down, man. I'm loading my supplies here. Let me get in here, man. I got a lot going on this morning. I was holding for a minute and my job's like, but listen, fellas, I want to say I'm confident. I might be a little bit overconfident, if you ask me. The reason why is Jalen Hurts. What's the question again? Who got the best quarterback?
Well, who has the advantage tonight? Tonight specifically.
I think we got the advantage.
How come?
I think we always had the advantage. Let me tell you why. Same thing that I'm taking this alarm off. People house. Hold on.
Yeah, you're doing the most.
Yeah, he's multitasking here. Yeah.
Multitasking.
Hey, I got a multitask, man. But listen, the reason why Hurts is the better quarterback, again, I think he threw the ball better, to be honest with you. He had the most accuracy, not last year, but year before that. He was dropping the ball in the basket all the time. Like, even last year he was doing that on the sideline when he had opportunity to. I don't think this Jordan Love stuff is overhyped, man. Who did he play last year again, the last three teams? I think the Browns, Carolina.
He did play Carolina. So now
He beat the Dallas Cowboys.
He did. So his best wins last year, Demon, his best wins were they beat the Chiefs. They beat the Lions, and they beat the Cowboys. He had some good wins, but you're right. He beat the Panthers down the stretch. They had a couple of cupcakes. The Bears. Yeah, I mean, they beat some non-playoff teams down
tomato
the stretch.
Tomato cans.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then you get Dallas in the playoffs. We already know they can't go no further than the first round. We already know that. That ain't doing nothing. So, really and truly, the Jordan Love hype is really hype. Listen to me. Jalen Hurts is no hype. Y'all done seen him do what he got to do. Now we got Kellen Moore. And we got my man that they call him Quiet Willard. Is y'all crazy? Listen, the call is crazy. Y'all better get hyped. Let me give y'all one. E-A-G-L-E-S-Eagle!
Oh, there it is. Demon, we appreciate it, buddy. All right, so he's bringing up the end of the season for Jordan Love when he got hot. Hugh, I think some of that is fair, right? It's a short sample. He played really well. But I will say this about the playoff win they had over the Dallas Cowboys. Hugh, I believe the Cowboys hadn't lost a home game before that game when Green Bay went in there and won since week one of the previous season. They had won like 15 straight home games. That I don't sneeze at that. They walked in there and they beat them for 4 hours.
And you know, that wasn't the first time Green Bay went into their home and beat them again because they had home field advantage a few years ago. The year that the Falcons went to the Super Bowl.
2016.
Yeah. And here's the thing that I think that people – are not hearing. We said who has the – not who's the better quarterback, but I think that when people hear that and they talk about who has the advantage, they automatically assume that's what we're saying. Saying who – okay, put it like this. Who has the most furniture in their home right now, and the furniture being the coaching staff and comfortable with it? Whose bed is more broken in right now?
I feel like you're answering the question of which quarterback has the advantage of continuity and coaching.
But
that might be Jordan Love.
But that gives him an advantage to play better tonight.
Well, yeah. I don't necessarily believe that. I think the Packers might have an offensive advantage just because of what you said, Matt LaFleur and the continuity there. But when I am asked who has the quarterback advantage, I am purely looking at which quarterback is better. I think they're the same question.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying. So I'm gonna say I don't look at it like that. Yeah, but I hear you.
And the reality is this. And tonight we get to start a new season. But it is, I think, hard for people, and especially national people, that these two quarterbacks come up. One guy played poorly down the stretch. That would be our guy. One guy played well. It's tough to kind of reconcile that and say they're probably close to even and you can make your pick. The last 10 games for Jordan Love last year, including the playoffs, they went 7-3. He completed over 70% of his passes, and he was 23 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. I mean, that's a lot.
I think it's a flawed way of looking at it, though. We do this a lot. We take what happened at the very end of last year. No, well, yeah, I mean, sort of, I guess. we take the end of last season, and now all of a sudden we just assume that's how it's going to be this year. And we take so many things out of that. Like, everyone, like... But sometimes
things change, and it changed. But nothing's really changed on the Packers.
But I think we do this with both teams overall. The Packers ended strong last year. The Eagles finished terribly. So now all of a sudden the Packers are great and the Eagles suck. I just, like, we're smarter than this, guys.
No, but that's how we gauge the upcoming season. And I think that, I mean, it's on brand.
But it's also natural, too. It's the last thing you saw.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's on brand.
If you knew someone that was generally always nice, and then the last thing they said to you is, you know, you look ugly today.
And you'd be thinking, like, oh, I wonder what this cat is going to be on today.
Yeah, right. Like, you might say, all right, you know what? I'll give him some grace. They're generally a nice person. That was weird. But you can't not think about it. 215-592-9494. Coming up, Mike Lombardi was asked yesterday by the afternoon show if he thinks the Eagles are real contenders in the NFC. Well, player's response, and I got to throw the challenge flag on someone here at WIP. I saw something this morning. I couldn't believe it. We'll hit it next in your calls. Confident, nervous, where do you stand? Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we are in the most wonderful time of the year. Football season has officially started. And you know what's on my menu for football season? Pork, of course. Get ready for game day with Hatfield and put some pork on your fork. Elevate your kickoff cuisine with Hatfield's winning lineup of marinated pork tenderloins, bacon, and ham. Whether you're the tailgate king or the gridiron gourmet, Hatfield helps you savor the taste of victory. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.